All right, everybody, we're back. Welcome to the Chaos Cast. We're doing things a little bit differently this week, just because Brad's out. His tum tum hurts, so
Got a bellyache. No,
can't.
actually, he's got Thanksgiving with his kids.
Yeah, can't. Unable to record, so it's just the two of us, and we'll just get into the nitty gritty and talk about different stuff. We just finished week 12. So week 12 going into week 13, 2 more weeks left. Looking pretty interesting. And then we ended up eliminating two teams last week, and three teams are clinched. But just to go over, we'll start me against John, or Farewell to Hope to or against It's What Plants Crave. I won 286.84 to 182.88. Wasn't a whooping. I'll count it in my record book as a whooping, though.
Felt whooped.
Yeah, like from the jump, we kind of said it. My team was kind of primed. It had the good matchups. You had a few goose eggs. I mean, Gibbs with the 91, which that might be a record. I'm not sure. We have to.
I think Brad said it is the
We'll
most.
stay at the record for now. Brad will correct us next week if it's different. I feel like there might have been another player that had 90.
Yeah, I think they were just like at 90, 90.7 or
Yeah,
something.
but geez, like Gibbs, never. I'm never passing him. So like, if you want, you want him in a draft later on. Don't let him get to me.
Yeah, no, I thought he'd be at your Thanksgiving yesterday, but I forgot he played ball
Yeah, he was
yesterday.
busy. He was welcome. We left to see the table for him.
But to be honest, you could have benched Gibbs this week and still beat me. So
That's true.
he was the difference pretty much for the most part. It was an amazing game by him. It should have been a whooping. We give an award for the player with the most points or anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, it'd be cool to just say, for record sake. It's like who was the fantasy superstar per week. I don't like Gibbs is the number three running back
I
on the
feel like that's
year.
going to change. Has that been up? Do you think that's up to date?
I think so.
Is it? Dang on, he's really that far behind?
I don't know how far behind, but like, I guess that's CMC and Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah,
And
because Taylor, he had a nine or 88-point game or
yeah,
something.
he had that 82-point game. He's been putting up
CMC's
three
just
touchdowns.
he's just getting 40 daggone points a game every week.
Yeah. So I doubt that Gibbs is far from them, but that's like the top tier. I don't th this is swing three and four is much greater than two to three.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, that was our game. Like I really needed that win would have if I had lost that week, it would have been over. Like pretty much I'm trying to win out. I think we'll get into it a little later on playoff scenarios. But like yeah, like win there was huge for my playoff chances. And then we'll move on to Black Sunday versus Houdini's. Derek gave out everything he could, 246.6, but wasn't enough, losing by 12 to Black Sunday, 258 points. Looked like Derek was gonna win, but like Lamar let him down again, and it sucks. It sucks when your favorite player lets you down. I feel like he's hurt and he's still playing, and they're getting punt. Like they probably should have sat him a week. At any point now, it's probably too late, and they lost last night, so they're gonna need him every week. And he's just not the same as when he's healthy. And his last 3 weeks,
That's
well, kind of
awful.
including,
His last 3 weeks are terrible.
yeah,
Maybe the worst
not
he's ever had.
9, 8, and 5, or counting last night with Cincinnati, and the only getting 9 points against Cincinnati is like getting zero.
Right, and that's with 0.2 for rushing yards, and he's getting like low end tight end numbers,
So,
like a Kyle Pitts week or something.
yeah, I feel like when Derek does his root cause analysis at the end of the year, I'd be staring right at 8.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, I'm missing some weeks. Didn't help How many did he end up missing? Like 4 weeks, three weeks.
Let's see. He missed 4 weeks. There was a bye, so three working weeks.
I think you got to start there. I mean, obviously you don't pass up Lamar Jackson in any, you know, in any draft. There's no fault there, but yeah, that definitely didn't help his cause with, you know, trying to make the playoffs.
Yeah. It's kind of like with Joe Burrow, like he, you know, got the injury. He kind of wished that it was more like he had the Joe Burrow injury where he was really out longer than he was and then come back. And yeah. Derek could have played somebody else.
Yeah, I feel, you know, obviously Burrow's probably trending upwards and Lamar Jackson is obviously trending downwards.
But he gave it all he got. You know, 246 is not hard to do, or not easy to do. Brad's team's really good this year. He's got some key players that have been exploding at the right time. Made a good pickup with Michael Wilson.
Yeah, because like we said on the podcast the week before, if he's down 30 and he's got CMC, he'll take it.
We called it before.
That's exactly what happened. And CMC delivered again with another 40-point game. His average.
I don't think there was ever, like, I don't think Brad was sweating it. He was down 30.
No, I think, I mean, when you got a guy like that.
Yeah.
So, but it stinks for Derek because he puts up, you know, his team showed that it's good. And a 246 is a really good week, you know, and it just so happens he plays someone getting, you know, 10 more points than you. But he probably would have beat over half the league if that. He'd have beat me. There's one. Joey, Jeff, Rob, Victoria's Secret, and Stu. He'd beat over half the league.
He doubled Rob's points.
Oh my god!
And
that's got to be up there, one of the lowest.
I can't, like, we'll get to Rob in a little bit, but yeah, like it's just like it's kind of what spelling, like Darius talked about it before. It's not only that his players aren't performing well or up to expectation, but he's also his opponents are having good weeks at the right time, and that spells a 3-9.
Because I think he has the most points scored against. He does.
Yeah, I think it's... So, you know, like, he won the championship last year, so nobody's crying for him.
No, no. Hell no.
And then we'll see you next year.
Yeah. How's it feel? How does it feel? You jerk.
Good luck in the toilet bowl. We'll get to the next one. We got the Talk to the All-Stars with Joe and Amy versus Slot Nasty with Jeff, and Jeff gets his 7th win, which, funny enough, didn't fully clinch his playoff spot, but he's almost there. A stiff wind at this point gets him. He's at a 98% chance of making the playoffs. We'll get into it with his scenarios, but a whole cacophony of things have to happen, for him to miss the playoffs. And he ends up having a good week, scoring 222. That's above average for the year. And Toxic All-Stars only scored 180, beaten by 42. He was without Jamar Chase, too. Scoring 222 without Jamar Chase is pretty impressive.
Yeah, he dodged the spit game, you know. It kind of didn't end up hurting him. Bad time to be losing a player like that.
And it was like a horrible time for him. I mean, there's never a good time for Jamar Chase to get suspended if he's on your team. Yeah. But this was critical. There's the last 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
If he had lost this, he would be down with... There would be now, you know, three full playoff spots available for 5 teams.
Right. But, he had some players step up with Jenty and George Pickens. So kind of... Soften the blow there, not able to have him.
Yeah. George Pickens has been... He's got the number 2 and the number 3 receiver this year.
Yeah. That's not who... I mean, I thought George Pickens would have a good season. I didn't know it'd be top 5.
He's the number...
CD, which is insane.
Well, they're targeting CD. They're giving CD their best bet. And then George Pickens is a 1. He's like he should be a number 1 on his team, and he can beat anyone's number 2 cornerbacks.
Yeah, it's similar to that Chase T. Higgins, you know, receiver core.
Yeah.
They're just
I think
elite.
It's just like he's a better T. Higgins.
Yeah. But on the flip side of that, Joe's team just been banged up all year. He just couldn't get the break, you know.
Yeah.
He had one dud, like JMO didn't do anything. Like, that's kind of what you get, though.
Not getting the right thing right time. That's kind of spelled with their year. It was another year from hell for Joey and Amy. You know, it was tough for Amy to come in and try to take over the team halfway through the season. You know, just getting everything pieced together. It just seemed like none of his players could get it together in 1 week. Maybe it's happening this week because they're off to a good start against me. I mean, the JMO had 0 last week, and then he has 42 on Thursday.
Right. That's the kind of guy that he is. But, I mean, like Bucky Irving was primed to be like the top three running back, and then – like, they cut his leg off? Like, what's wrong with him? Like, what happened to him?
I don't know.
We're looking at, you know, week 13 now, and he did that week 4, 10 weeks ago. What kind of – they didn't put him on the out – or they didn't put him out for the season.
Yeah, I feel like they should have at this point.
Good Lord.
Like,
man, he was crushing. He had 19, 30, 23, 49. I mean, he was about to be lethal.
Yeah.
You lose a guy like that. You can't replace it.
And it's going to be tough. Next year, he's going to be tough to draft him. But, like, if he, because of this, but then he's going to, he'll probably be a value next year.
Maybe, yeah.
And Godwin, Michael Penix, Pacheco, Brian Thomas Jr. Like,
the kid he lost.
Their entire bench. Like, there's really.
Hurt for half the season.
And we're painting a picture of, like, this is a pattern
this
here.
This is a 3-9. What happens when you go 3-9?
Nothing you can do about it.
No.
But they're having a good week this week. They could maybe play spoiler to me and got off to a good start and maybe put some people out of the playoffs, and that'll help them jumpstart into next year. Yeah, that'll do it for them. Next, we'll move on to Victoria's Secret versus Scoop Troop. And it just seems like Jason's cannot get that seventh win. He's been at 6. I think he was at 6-3.
He's on a 3-game losing streak.
Yeah, so he was 6-3 going into like the last month of the season.
She was 3-6.
And now they have the same record. Amanda's been scoring left and right. Her team's healthy now. Matt Stafford's MVP at this point. Lamb and Rice, like Rice is just unstoppable out there. She's very hard to beat. I don't envy whoever's gonna play her if she makes the playoffs.
I was gonna say next week. Is that
yeah.
yeah. I mean, this DK guy, get out of my face.
He's got another 40-point game, DK. Just from, you know, those return yards.
Yeah, he had like 99 return yards, I think, or something this last week.
Yeah, like you got another 40-point game.
It's weird. Like what she did a couple years ago, it's hard to do that. You know, she started out rough, banged up, you know, almost made it to the champ. Did she make it to the champ? No, she almost made it to the championship game.
2 years ago, she lost to me in the championship.
Oh, so she went to the championship. And then right, she beat me. That's right. They probably wanted me to say that.
Mm.
And here she is again. Her team's scary. And I don't like it. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like,
there's only a certain number of teams that can, I think, that can beat you in the playoffs. And I put her in that small group.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like, those, like, her receivers, like, Lamb's kind of limped along the last few weeks. He's starting to come into his own again, I think. I think you're going to get, and now you're seeing Dallas make this push. Like, they're trying to make the playoffs. So they're going to be, you know, scoring because their defense stinks.
Yeah, they're right to think of it. They just beat
Kansas City.
They just beat Kansas City, and they beat the Eagles before that. So they're going to be both those defenses are great, and there's nobody that's going to be able to stop their offense.
And you got Kansas City kind of in the same position to where they're fighting for their life.
Yeah.
So they got to pull everything out, you know, all the stops, score.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
This is, yeah. And then on the flip side with Jason, just like everything's starting to unravel. He got the unfortunate injury from Amon-Ra St. Brown on Thursday, got him zero. It doesn't look like he's gonna win this week unless, something crazy happens.
Sounds like they traded places. Like,
yeah, like they've got Amanda has stolen Jason's
he
mojo.
may have to leave the Alliance, depending on how this shakes out.
I don't know about that. There's gonna be one shaky baby out
I think
of the
there
playoffs.
might be one out permanently. So let me, I'll ask you, I'll put it in a different way. You're 6-3. Jason's 3-6. He goes on a tear and he takes your spot. Do you like, how would you feel about that?
I mean, and
Honestly.
I wouldn't blame Jason for sure. Like, it's just like how it happened. Yeah, I would blame my team. Like, my team just fell apart and can't even buy a win
Like,
anymore.
all you would need is one win.
Yeah, like
And he's had.
that's more of the frustrating. I would hate the fantasy gods more, like the like why does it need to be like this than like the person that took my spot. That
You wouldn't hold anything towards the opponent. This would
no.
be an internal conflict, which is.
Which is always
Okay.
for me.
Okay. Gotcha. No, I get
But
it.
like it's starting to unravel, but like if he doesn't win this week, he still I think if he just get wins the last week, it's more than likely he's gonna be in.
Do you feel like he's maybe quietly? Does he have the most pressure?
It's a lot of pressure, I
I
would
mean,
say.
he's at 6-3. You're like, I'm cruising in, and I'm not trying to add more pressure. I'm just saying, like for me, I'm 6-3, and then it's one loss, two loss, three loss. You're like, oh wait a minute, I'm running out of weeks. Four loss. You're like, oh, like he could play his way out. Does he have the most pressure on him to get to win?
I think not making the play or needing that win, like not making playoffs would be the worst spot.
Sure, because I felt like he had to feel like the most, one of the most confident that he's in.
You had 6-3, you kind of like feel pretty good. Like you just
Yeah,
need
he was up there.
the magic number's always been 7.
Yeah, like, I just get 7, I'm good. I got 5, 6 weeks to do it, or
Yeah.
whatever it is. So, yeah, that tough break there.
It's tough.
Good win
Still
for
not out of
Amanda.
it, but like, yeah, we'll check in next week with Jason. Maybe we
Let's
get some
not
text
check
from him.
in with Amanda next week.
Okay.
Next week's matchup. There's no reason
There's no
to,
reason to worry
no reason to do
about
that at all, Levi.
And then we'll get to the whoop of the week, which like I 100, I had 104 on you, John. Wasn't even close to a whooping where Lance put the beat down on Rob and probably Rob's season. Like it's Rob's
That was a
season is
twofer.
yeah.
That was a twofer.
Rob's he's not he hasn't been eliminated yet, but he it's on life support. Like it's the reverse Jeff where he needs all these things to happen for him to even have a chance, and like everything's out of his control.
It's like a light breeze.
A light breeze could just push over his season.
Yeah.
I mean, Rob has scored in the 118, I think it was 116 or something the week before.
That's nuts.
He's
But I mean, Lance put up 260.
yeah, I mean, like if you want to
He got a whoop. Lance's team performed.
we talk about whoopings here, but like I for me the close losses are way like 100 times worse than a blowout by 140.
Yeah, it depends on how when
But
it happens.
this is like a terrible time for Rob,
Oh
though, for that to
yeah.
happen.
He just didn't want to lose. Then to top it off, he just got smoked by Lance's handsome
And
face. No.
Lance's contender here. He's got the best receiver. His running backs like have been great. He got the pickup of the week. Emmanuel Wilson and it played him over McCarthy. Lance's quarterbacks, like he just has Bo Nix and fill-in players, basically. So that's probably his weakest point, but it hasn't hurt him at all this year.
No. You can't be solid at every single
Yeah,
position. Like, you just can't.
he just hit on wide receiver. Running backs very solid. He's got the it's happened in the last like 2 or 3 years. He hit on the rookie tight end.
Right. I mean, you can't be great at all positions. You can be solid. Like,
Yeah.
so Lance, I mean, obviously, he's not going to have the best quarterbacks and the best running back, best receivers.
It's It's
His
been
team's good.
it's been really hard to beat him.
Yeah, his team's good. And he's got and he's doing it with Justin Jefferson not being typical JJ. So
like let's see.
I mean he's 13th. Like that guy's you're almost guaranteed top five with him in the past. And
last 6 weeks he's scored more than 200. Five of the last 6 weeks he's scored more than 200. He scored over 260 twice in that span.
Yeah, so his team is looking good.
It's just about like,
Lance time, you know.
He's got the inside track at the bye too.
Yeah, no, he should be in good shape.
So good job, Lance. We'll see how that goes. And it's possible after this week, if you end up losing John, it basically you're battling Lance for the regular season for the number one seed.
For all the marbles.
Yeah.
That I could potentially, but yeah, we'll get into that in the next. We won't discuss so much my matchup this week.
It's a little tough with picks this week, because it's Friday, four games have already been played. So a lot of the matches already look already decided for projections. You know, crazy things could happen, but Amanda's already got 176 on you, John.
Whippity freaking dude.
She's projected 260. Although you're projected 225, so not. You haven't even really started yet.
I didn't have the. I had one dud I can't afford anymore.
So, there's games like that. So, I don't want to get into picks too much, but we can go ahead and go over what the record so far, or how the scoreboard looks. We'll start with mine. It's what Plants Crave against Intoxicated All-Stars. This one's the closest so far. The All-Stars are projected to beat It's What Plants Crave by 13, even though it's tied right now. It's because I've played more players already. Like Caleb, they won the game. And they didn't really need Caleb. And he only scored 12, so that's going to hurt me. I need to pick it up somewhere else. But I got a good week out of Christian Watson. I'm ecstatic to get 18 from Xavier Worthy. And then Gibbs didn't have 90. Yeah, he just only had 20.
It's a lot different when he lays down 20.
It's like I say, you have those huge weeks. They're going to – it regresses 100% of the time, every time. Getting 20 is not the worst. I just got to make it up with, somebody else. Puka, with, I'm hoping Dart plays. I can put, and maybe he can have a good game. I still got Judkins.
Would you play Dart over Brissett?
Yeah.
You would? Hmm.
Yeah.
Man, Brissett's been freaking good, man.
Brissett's
at 30, 29, 31, 26.
He has, but it's in the air. I feel like.
You'd rather get it on the ground.
It's more trustworthy on the ground.
He's coming off a concussion, though.
It's tough. I'm still up in the air. I right now I'm leaning Dart.
Yeah, I almost wish it just they didn't clear. I mean, obviously it's better that they cleared him, but yeah, Dart definitely Dart.
I wish I just played both of them.
Not play Caleb though.
Yeah, he's been getting a rushing yard. 12 is probably one of his lowest scores.
He just got 12 though.
He looked pretty good.
Just didn't get the TDs there.
They just ran. They ran it all over him. Yeah.
I think your matchups. I think you still. I mean, you never want to lose all your big hitters. Early. I think having Puka, that keeps you alive no matter the scoreboard, even though you're one man down from him. So I think he's got Josh Allen, and he may have another one in Kittle or. Like a Metcalf having a big game.
Yeah.
But I think, you got Puka, you always got a chance.
Yeah. I think as long as Josh Allen doesn't have crazy good game, I would bet on myself. Whether I play Brissett or Dart.
Yeah.
So, this is probably going to be the closest game of the week. You never know. But
this probably has the most meaning.
And it has a lot of meaning,
So, I mean...
Definitely
think if you lose here, that pretty much seals it for the most part.
No, like if Rob loses,
that's right, that's right.
Forget then about it's Rob. Fine.
Yeah,
if Jason loses, then it's fine because then like I just need to win, and then Jason
right
loses, then it's kind of up in the air for that. But me losing is good for Amanda. It's good for Jeff.
Right.
Like, they don't even need to, like, Jeff should probably be watching this game over his game. Because I don't, like, if I just lose, it, he automatically is in, I believe.
Right.
But yeah. Next game, we got the Houdini versus Slot Nasty. This was also probably pretty close. Houdini's right now have 107.08 to Slot Nasty's 69.4. Slot Nasty projected to beat the Houdini's by 11 so far. But Houdini's got a good performance on Mahomes, Chase Brown, Derrick Henry, but negative two from the Lions again. I think it's the second week in a row he's got negative two. And you got to know Derrick's wanting to play spoiler to Jeff.
I can't imagine. I feel like what better role as a villain is Derek, who, you know, self-proclaimed the end-game boss or whatever.
Yeah. I think the deck, it might be too much stacked against the, still got Darnold. It's a revenge game for Darnold
right
this week. So,
I think it's going to come down to probably Jeff's running backs, you know, with Jinty and
Tucker. If they can have a pedestrian performance, then that can help.
Yeah,
it's just that all of Derek's like big performers, or you know, his Derek's stars have already played. Like maybe Waddle's like his biggest player left.
Wandle's he can light it up with, you know,
he had that great week last week.
Jameis Winston coming in here.
It depends on who plays.
I feel like you just got to roll with Jameis.
Yeah,
and then Jeff on the he left Love on the bench and Monaga, which I mean, he obviously probably wouldn't start Monaga. Yeah, he was kind of big on the Ethavosh thing. I think
that's gonna flip. I think he's gonna probably start playing Monaga more.
Probably. Or Hampton, he should be coming back soon. I think.
Yeah, they said he's gonna take this week off. I would imagine if he's. They're saying he was close this week. He'll probably play next week.
This game is still very much up in the air, though.
Yeah, that one's close. If Jeff loses, and I win, then it can come down to that as well. We're gonna be playing week 14. And then we got. Which sucks. Here we got the Hacksaws playing each other. But Brad's already got 98 points from Jalen Hurts. He got 50 from A.J. Brown because they were losing and they needed to win. They don't like to do that when they're winning.
Right.
And then Javonte Williams had his, you know, classic 25. He got a touchdown.
Yeah, he did.
So, yeah, he got that. He got 100 from three players, and then Rob couldn't get together with Saquon. That's kind of been Rob's disappointment. Saquon, not even close to his last year.
No, I mean, especially these last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, really. And he had a bye before that.
Saquon's a 15th ranked running back. Yeah,
he's only had one game over 30.
So just 11 points. And Chicago pretty much shut them down. They were also down in the game late, so they couldn't go to him. And now he's got to get something from, you know, Herbert, Jonathan Taylor going up against Houston. That's a tough defense. They shut down the Bills.
Right, but I feel like this is more of a poetic game. But like Rob wouldn't have it any other way.
Just
you know, go ahead, take me out,
and then win the playoffs.
Lenny, whatever, was it George and Lenny?
Yeah.
Like, this is one of those. Stare at the flowers.
Yeah, doesn't look good. Brad's projected to be Rob by 50.
Yeah.
And
Rob would need.
Rob, he scored 118 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, Rob, anything short of a miracle, Rob needs to get, right a ship.
So, not great there. Then we'll move on another kind of, we talked about it, we previewed it a little early with Jason, the Monroe Star Brett Brown is out. He is winning right now 17.6 to 1.2, which Lance only got 1.2 from Zay Flowers, which that's a amazing start for Jason. Like, he doesn't have, but then Amon Ross St. Brown gets zero.
Yeah. And Dunze got 3.6.
Dunze got 3.6.
Dobbs got 14.
And
so he's had three. He's got seven dudes left.
And Jason's right now projected 167. And I'm thinking, like, it's going to be tough to even get to 167. Like, that seems,
he's gonna
that seems
be,
really hard with, like, the players he's got left.
If I said this guy on Jason's team drops 60, who are you picking?
There's my options would be Devin Neal, because I don't really know him. Trey McBride, and maybe Daniel Jones, but Daniel Jones has, we learned that he has like a fractured fibula, so he can't even like run that well. Or he shouldn't be able to. He's playing on like a broken foot or broken leg.
Right.
So I would go within Devin Neal or Trey McBride.
But Trey McBride hasn't even got close to 60. And he's the number one tight end. Yeah. He's got like 42. And then he had a 40. So like he's going to need, I think Warren maybe has. Didn't he have like a
breakout game? He had like 50 or something, I believe.
He had 30.
Just 30, no. Mm.
So he's going to need like a surprise. Yeah. Maybe Daniel Jones is at a 50. No, he's not at a 50.
Nope. At 40.
So he's going to need something that doesn't happen much with his team. Yeah. You know, to really kind of. Because Lance's team is hitting on all that. Jackson's missing Jigba. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, these that guys. Good. Like we said, like Darnold's had a revenge game against Minnesota. I feel like he's going to be throwing to JSN a lot. I think Jason he's going to try to win this week, but his ideal win is going to come next week. Is he playing next week? He's playing. He's got Brad next week.
But, too, like, Lance has been putting up a lot of points lately. Is he due for a letdown?
Yeah, I mean, like, he's the most consistent team, but his team has, the 170 performance. He doesn't have the 118 ever, but, like, he's hit under 200 a few times.
Yeah, so that's kind of where Jason is probably hoping to end on that.
And then the last one is Victoria's Secret versus Ujong, Farewell to Hope. It's already 176 to 14.6. Amanda had six players go yesterday and today, and all of, like, Josh Jacobs was the lowest with 19. She got Swift 36 points, CeeDee Lamb 37 points, Rashee Rice 38 points, and then Kelsey got 20. And so
unbelievable.
Yeah. So
I got a phone call.
You got a phone
call? Yeah, yeah. I answered it like a man. She's like, "You watching football?" So I was like, "Yeah."
She wish you a happy Thanksgiving?
No. Mm. No, this was today.
Oh.
It was after Swift. He had already, I think he at the time maybe had 95 yards rushing and a touchdown or something. Mm. So it had pretty much solidified he already had a great game. That was nuts. Watching the third Thanksgiving day. Every touchdown went to her, guys.
Yeah.
Every single one of them got touched. Even the old man Kelsey. You got to be kidding me.
Man, we had that bozo bet. You were rooting for George Pickens the whole time. And then
that's fine. And then CeeDee Lamb.
It's
welcome
gross.
Back. Yeah. Like, this is what we called. Like, once our teams got healthy, once our receivers got healthy, they're going to be dangerous. And here we are. She got dangerous receivers. I'm staring down a barrel. I mean, this is a loss.
I don't know how you recover from this one.
No. I just, it's with it. team comes out, hits 15 threes, just pick your ball, go home.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Don't watch the film. Doesn't matter. It helps you. It doesn't even help you at all. Just take it and move on.
Yeah. Move on to bread. We're on to bread.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah. That'll do for those scores. And we can go ahead. We'll go ahead and just go into the power rankings, too. You're cool with that, John?
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll talk about the power rankings a little bit and then the playoff scenarios and how they're going to – we tease them a little bit. But we want everyone to know that, you know, there's few teams that, like, want to know their chances, what to root for. I'm, of course, you're rooting for your team, but other things could happen with other teams that could help you out and make you more informed with the game. But we'll start with the power rankings, and we'll number one, no surprise, even if you're on a two-loss – or no, you lost last week – did you lose the week before, or you? I think you were.
I'm on a one game week, so I'll be two games.
Yeah,
kind of in the middle of a half of another week already.
The computer hasn't factored that in yet, but you're still number one, 83.1, and you've clinched the playoffs. So looking pretty good. Although the gap has gotten a little narrower against Lance. Lance got another win. He's only one win behind you, and It's looking like next week will be kind of like a mini.
It'll decide everything.
Yeah. A mini championship, possibly.
Yeah.
And the Purple Bleeders have 76.8 points, so they're only 7 points behind you. They've clinched the playoffs as well. Looking pretty good. Lance is scary. I think it's one of those teams, like, not going to be surprised if Lance is lifting the trophy up in the year.
Absolutely not.
And we'll at number three seed. So the top three hasn't changed. It's Black Sunday. He has 69.8 points. Clinched the playoffs with that eighth win. That, like, if seven's the magic number, eight is the definite. You're in. Sometimes eight's enough to get a bye in this league. Sometimes. So those have been the three teams at the top for, I would say, the majority of the year, and the computer accepts that. Coming to number four, which it's what Plants Grave is, number four with the computer. I've scored, I think I'm third in points.
Hitting 300. That's a lot.
I've gotten close to 300 twice this year.
Yeah.
So they're liking the points that I'm scoring. I have the fifth win. I have only five wins. If it gets down to six, like that six seed, it only needs six wins. It'll be me if I had the six win, because I have the more points than anyone at that level. But there's a few teams that have beaten me, or, you know, possibly could beat me, that points won't matter.
Right.
But the computer still likes me just because the amount of points I'm putting up, and, like, I'm pretty good team, just not, you know, doesn't have the, like, they're a little unlucky with who they're facing. But I got 63.6. I'm about six behind Brad. Still need to win. I think if I win out, then I'm 100% good. If Jason loses out and I win 1-1, I think I'm okay.
Right. But, it's really kind of the power rankings kind of out the window at this point.
Yeah.
I know what you are.
Kind of know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Like, they tend to like me. I think the computers would bet on me to make the playoffs, but I still have to win.
Like, I feel like I'm one, but I'm probably not going to. I don't think I'll finish the season one.
It's possible. I think if you lose this week, and Lance wins by a lot this week, he could jump you.
Just on paper, I think he probably has the better team.
It's more consistent, for sure.
Just overall, like, I've had some explosive weeks because of the players I have.
Mm.
But, yeah, so it's kind of, it's odd. Whereas I think Brad's team's sneaky good.
Yeah.
He doesn't get a lot of the press, you know, obviously because he's
running
his jabber jaws. But, I mean, his team's good.
Yeah.
He could win it.
It's not a typical Black Sunday team. Cause, like,
that's good.
No, he's had some good team. I'll give him a little bit of credit, but like he typically has the luck. There's those teams
Oh,
that
here we go. I scored the most
he
points.
well
Most
he
points.
loves complaining about
No.
that so much,
But
but
I get that. That does suck.
he can't do it this year, so he's complaining for Derek.
Yeah, at least vicarious. I think
Yeah,
him. They
he's
made
done that a
he
lot.
made text Derek like little
He's
notes.
like,
Hey
man,
man, keep your chin up.
I know what it's like.
Yeah. Man, it sucks.
Is so terrible. But yeah, it's he's just had he's a lot of like just really good players that if there's not a lot of player or his top players, if I don't know if they've ever gotten close to zero. Like if they like Chris McCaffrey's never got like there's just like a lot of like
Yeah,
this
like,
player at the top are just their floor is so high.
yeah.
And that's
And he
kind of
cooked
kept
the
him there.
rest too with CMC in the
Yeah.
first round. Like, I remember a lot of people were willing to just, I'll stay away from him. And it turns out that was a huge mistake.
Yeah.
You know, he was where, you know, there's been some other great players in the first round too, but he was definitely worthy of a top
It
three pick.
was a scary pick. I was in the spot next to him. It was consideration,
Right.
and I wanted to go safer, but I still got one of those players got injured.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, no, it all worked out.
but number five at 59.6 points, Slop Nasty. I think Jeff's been at five most of the year.
Mr. Average
Mr.
person.
Average.
He just needs to own that.
He's got the 7 wins. Some super unlucky things have to happen for him to be out. And he's gonna have a chance at winning a trophy or a ring.
Absolutely.
And then we talked about Amanda, number six, with 54.6. Her team's dangerous. All of her players are on teams where they're like starting to like,
They're playing for their
emerge
lives.
like
Yeah.
as like really good teams, and on good offenses. So, I think her floor is pretty low. I'm willing to bet that she's gonna. For me, I think she's gonna be in the playoffs. I think it's more likely for me to miss the playoffs, or Jason to miss the playoffs, than her.
I agree. Which is crazy that Jason's like in the mid, like he should be in the playoffs, but I would be more shocked that she didn't make it, that she doesn't make it than he would.
Yeah, and she's like it's been a crazy year for her. Oh, like entire roller coaster, like a.
That's how she likes it, I
Yeah.
guess.
And then number seven, we got Scoops Troop with 54.45, only 0.15 lower than Amanda. They have the same record. Kind of seeing them as the computer like looks at those points and those wins all together, and they don't really care when they're happening. It's
Right.
like Jason had all those good wins earlier, now it's dropping off.
But to kind of
And
put a
Amanda,
visual of that two things would be Amanda is soaring upwards and he is slowly falling.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of the image that I see is
But by the numbers, computer's like same thing.
right.
But I don't necessarily agree.
But I feel like they both feel very differently about that.
Yeah.
You know, like
Yeah. So they I got Amanda starting to talk trash to people other than Rob. So you
yeah,
can
she's getting
tell
confident,
she's getting some
and she
confidence.
should be,
Yeah.
just not with me.
And after Jason, we got a number eight with Cleveland Steamers, 48.65. It's a pretty big drop off from there. Like this is where the computer sees like the divide of even though Rob hasn't been eliminated yet, it's pretty much it's gonna be tough for him to battle back against Brad this week. Already down 80, but he's got that 48.65, and then we got number nine, 41.6 with the Toxicated All-Stars, and they've been eliminated. And then 39.05, the Houdinis.
He's intense.
10th again.
Yeah.
That's third straight week, I think, for Derek.
Man.
Being.
That's just, he's had a rough year. I don't know
It's
if you,
hard, you know.
you go back to the draft strategy. I don't know what you, I mean, just bad luck.
I think, yeah, it was just a bad luck. Like,
Maybe you waited too
he
long on
made
the
a
running
commitment
back.
to running backs and quarterbacks.
I mean, receivers, he didn't have much there.
And there wasn't a lot of growth with the wide receivers, and then his running backs didn't
Then losing Jackson, you know, your first round pick for, you know, was it 5 weeks, 3 weeks. And then he's been abysmal for three of the weeks he came back after. Yeah, you can't win. You're not winning.
It's not coming back. Like, being a 10, he's been at 10th for a while. He hasn't won. Like, Derek's on like a 7-game losing streak or 6-game losing streak. Once you lose, like, in order for the power get above the power rankings, you have to win and jump the next person.
This is unfamiliar territory. Like, you don't talk about Derek. Like, I like it because I don't like the Bashams to win. But at a certain point, too, you're like, well, these are the people you want to play against because of, you know, the competitiveness and all that stuff. It's odd seeing Derek down there.
Yeah, it just shows you how it's the luck is a major factor, which I love the luck with fantasy football. Sometimes it eats you, but, like, it makes that, you know, unknown help you get it. Like, you never know what's going to happen, but you just have those years sometimes where you can't buy a win.
Like, yeah. No, absolutely. It is what it is.
All right. So that'll be the power rankings. And then we'll get into some playoff scenarios. I'll just go, like, we'll go ahead and throw Rob in. Even though, like, this is, we'll, you know, kind of will help in case, like, Rob gets the win this week, then we kind of know what to root for. But we got, we'll go from top to bottom, like, of teams that haven't been eliminated or clinched a playoff spot yet. And we got Slop Nasty. They're 7-5. They're 1-0 against Amanda, 1-1 against Jason, 1-0 against me. And I won't say, with Rob, Jeff and Rob won't ever be the same record because it's 7-5 versus 4-8.
Mm-hmm.
4-8. But yeah, those are those main tiebreakers. He has a matchup against me in week 14. If I win, then it'll be 1-1. And he has 2,600 points. He's got Basham's left to play. Me and Derek.
No Basham both.
Combined record. We'll talk about top year. This is, and Jeff has the easiest strength of schedule based on record.
Say that again.
Based on record, he has the easiest strength of schedule left of the teams.
What is the two Bashams combined record?
It is 8-16. So, which.
Don't hear that often.
It's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure on Jeff if he loses because it's basically he should win.
Yeah, maybe he has the most pressure.
Yeah, I mean, it's not 100%.
Football stops in a few weeks. Him losing, it may not stop.
Yeah.
You know, like that can go all season, year. I mean,
it's tough. Like, as with Jeff, basically a win.
Win and you're in.
And 100% in. But if he doesn't win this week, I believe that he'll clinch a playoff spot if I lose. Because I have more points than Jeff. And if I beat him week 14, we'll be 1-1 in playing each other. I'll have more points than him. And then I would jump him. So, like, if we ended up being tied, which would be the way the schedules go, like, it's possible that Amanda could be 8-6. And if somehow Jason wins this week, he could be 8-6. And then and then if we have the same record, I would jump Jeff, and then he'd be out. But if Amanda loses, or if Jason loses this week, if I lose this week, I believe that Jeff doesn't have to worry about it. And if he wins this week anyway, 100% in, he's got the 8th win. So there's like 14 different ways that Jeff could just clinch the spot.
He should be in.
Yeah.
There should be no doubt.
So that's good for Jeff. Now with Jason 6-6. He's 1-1 against Jeff, 1-1 against Amanda, 1-1 against me, 1-0 against Rob. So if he's tied with Rob, he'll be above them, but it's not everyone else. It's kind of tied. It's based on points. He only has 2,378 points that he scored. He's got the hardest schedule, basically the opposite of Jeff. He's got Lance and Brad last 2 weeks. It's already down in projection to Lance. They're 17-7 combined record. So for Jason, he should be rooting against me. If he wins and then I lose, I can't get that seventh win. He should be able to stay in the playoffs because he's got the seventh win over Rob and me with a loss, and
Right.
there's no other
So
like
the
spot.
current 6-7, or 5-6, are pulling against you and Rob.
There's 6-6, yeah.
Saying in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So those are the top six. They're rooting against the 7 and 8 ranked teams.
Yes. Yeah, like
No matter what.
right, like especially me, because Rob needs to like win. With Rob it doesn't even matter with the win.
Right, because
Or with him losing
Rob's
or
not
not.
playing anybody that threatens Jason.
Yeah. If Jason wins then he's just automatically ahead of Rob.
Right.
Rob's not even really a factor. It's really just me losing and him winning. That just makes a 2-game margin with 1 week left.
Right, but for this week, for the sake of this week, 6 and 7 and 8, 5 and 6 don't want anything to do with them.
Yeah. Yeah, you
Which
don't want.
isn't tradi that typically isn't the case
Yeah.
because if Rob was playing, you. Obviously, he'd be pulling for Rob.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so.
So yeah, it's and Jason's got the toughest schedule. His teams, of the teams that are within, that can are battling for a playoff spot, he's probably got the most injuries right now. When he had started this week, it's a pretty big mountain to climb for
But
Jason.
Jason and Jeff both control their own fate.
They do.
When and they're in.
They
Same with
win.
Amanda.
Yeah, Amanda.
Those three
They.
win, they take care of business.
Jeff just needs to win one. The other two teams, Amanda and Jason, need to win
Win.
two.
Right.
And they're went in no matter what.
Right.
And they could clinch it this week if they win and I lose.
Right. So I'm just trying to make it kind of a clearer picture for the teams that are in 5 and 6, which is Amanda and Jason. You win. You winning will put you in. They don't have to worry about that. Anything else, if you win, you're in. Whereas you need more things to happen than those two, correct? If you
Yeah,
win two, you're not automatically in. Correct?
if I win two, it's possible. Yeah.
You need something else to happen in that 2 weeks.
Who's playing Jeff this week, right? It's Derek.
Moynihan.
Yeah. So like, yeah, that's like Amanda and Jason can win next two. And they're in.
Right. You can't just win the next two and you're.
I can win the next two, but if Jeff wins this week, and then I beat him in this week, and then Amanda and Jason win, it doesn't matter. I would have a 7-7 record
'Cause none of
and be
y'all
out.
three play each other in the next two.
Yeah, that's the
That's
thing
great,
about it.
yeah. Which sucks.
It kind of does suck. That'd be a little sucky for me, like just doing what I need to do.
Right.
And but they stayed above water.
'Cause they can all three of them can go 2-0 the next 2 weeks. 'Cause they don't play each other.
Yeah.
So yeah. So you're the only one that has to have at court as of this week, you're the only one that needs other things than just winning to get in.
Yes.
Just to.
Other than Rob. But yeah. Yeah,
Well,
well, we'll
I
yeah.
think 4 and 8, you probably expect that. You
Yeah,
need
4 and 8, you need a lot.
multiple things that we can't even run the calculations on the computing power that we have to figure out what Rob needs to do.
It's tough.
It's complicated.
It exploded. It started making a weird noise.
Right. Beep boop boop beep boop beep. You suck. That's what came up.
I was there. So yeah, that's kind of what comes down to. Everyone above, so the 4, 5, and 6 seed should all be rooting against me.
Yes.
And then I need I need the 5 and 6 seed, one of them, preferably Jason, to lose. Because not only we'll talk about with Amanda, if I'm tied with Amanda, she would still jump me because she beat me. She's 1-0 against me. I can't play her again. So no matter how many points I have, she will
Right.
stay above me if we're just it's just the two of us together. If it ends up being a three-way tie with me, Jason, and Amanda, then I would jump up because the records aren't all the same. And if when that happens, it goes to points. So yeah, that's kind of what's going on. Like it's more as per usual. I know y'all are used to rooting against me, so do more of that
Yeah.
to try and get your win.
But I guess it's kind of a natch because as it stands, the season ends today, you're seventh.
Yeah.
So you're the guy that's playing
Yeah, I'm playing.
spoiler to somebody else. Like,
Exactly.
because Derek can't do nothing. He can't alter any,
Yeah.
you know, like he can, yeah, win,
You
whatever,
can just play spoiler.
but you have to win. Like, so it's kind
Yeah.
of like an interesting little, and
It's.
what's crazy, I just now realized it's your alliance.
Yeah, like.
I did not even put that together.
Well, which I know it's good,
I'm a
like.
genius.
Like it'd be great if all three of us could get into the Alliance. Like that happened 2 years ago.
Yeah. My voice cracked. I don't care. Shut
Yeah,
up.
whatever.
Whatever. Move on.
So, but 2 out of 3 is still pretty good, and if that, the Union Brothers looks like they're gonna have two, and then Hacksaws have one, and then John, you got. Your strong arm won.
I'm an independent, so
Independent.
I'm
Well,
1-0.
we'll see if Derek has what he thinks about that.
All right. Yeah.
So yeah, that'll do with that. Like kind of just Amanda, Jason, Jeff,
Win
you
and you're
have
in.
your destiny in your hands.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
Yeah, long story, the TLDR.
Yeah.
And then Rob, we'll see you next year.
Yeah. And next week it'll probably be a lot more clear. It's probably going to be one spot where we see one or two games.
Yeah.
And probably, you know,
If
so.
my best guess is that I would say, just based on what things I think Jeff ends up winning, or we don't even need to worry about Jeff. Like I'll say that I'm leaning I'll probably lose, and then Jason loses. My loss would get Jeff in the playoffs. And then Amanda wins, and then it's kind of like me versus like Jason needs to win to maintain the 6 seed.
Right. It's going to come down to both who wins
Yeah, it'll
next
be a
week.
little more simpler. Most people will either be eliminated or in already.
Yeah.
We'll move on to byes, and this one's a little bit more simpler. There's only three teams that can get a bye, or that none of the byes have been clinched yet. But Farewell to Hope, the Purple Bleeders, and Black Sunday are possible to get the bye. Now, John, you had the inside track at a bye and the 1 seed, or winning the lead. You basically, I believe you just need to win
I
one.
just need to win one. It ain't happening this week because I'm
It's probably,
getting my ass whipped. But
yeah.
me and Lance play each other
You
last
and,
week.
yeah, that'll
So.
probably be what's deciding the number 1 seed. And if you lose that one and then Brad wins the next two, then you will
I could fall
probably
out of the
you can fall
bye.
out of it to be three
Yeah, that's
seed.
the only way it can happen.
I don't think, I mean, so Brad, so
Lance would have to lose out.
if Lance loses this week and then beats you, you two would have 9 wins, and then Brad could win the next two and have 10.
One of us would have 10.
If Lance loses this week, he will be 8.
But then we play each other the next week.
But
So one
if
of
he
us.
beats you, then he'll have 9 wins.
He has 9 now.
I thought he had 8.
Talking about Lance or Brad?
Am I wrong? No, he does have 9. My
Yeah.
bad. So yeah, so Brad can't get the number 1 seed. Correct. What we talked, yeah.
Yeah, me. No, he cannot.
He cannot because of the tiebreakers. He's got the 8. And just so because Lance and John play each other, one of those teams is going to have at least 10 wins. And those two teams have the tiebreaker with Brad. So the best Brad can do is a two seed, jumping John, most likely.
They went 1-1. Black Sunday and Lance, Purple Leaders.
Wait,
Brad has more points too.
Lance has more points.
Oh, barely, yeah.
About 60.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's... yeah. If Brad can do it...
He's got to score a lot of points.
Yeah, he's got to score a bunch of points. He's got to win out. Lance would...
I would say the battle for first is probably between you and Lance, but Brad could for sure get second. I think that's definitely within reason.
Yeah.
And...
nobody cares if Brad gets a bye.
No. But that one's a lot more simple.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll do with the playoff picture. Hopefully that helps. And I know y'all like hearing that stuff. So we're getting down to the wire here.
I think we'll just roll into the mailbag.
Yeah.
I only got one question, Kyle.
Check the offers report. Nobody really... You picked up...
Yeah.
Just nothing really there.
You would... money to... I have money. I needed to swap something out.
So you and Brad picked up some players. Looks like Jacksonville players.
So, yeah, playing Tennessee.
Yeah. So, you know, being prudent, you know, staying on top of things, picking up players.
Yeah, I don't want to just not have money at the end. I'm like, well, throw something out there. Maybe you'll hit something.
Yeah.
But I guess you ready for the
mailbag? Yeah, let's get in the mailbag.
Did my text go out?
I saw it.
I just didn't know if it went out. Maybe just, I know the holiday, everybody's kind of busy.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
But, Dr. Teeth, I got one from him. Kind of talked about it, seems like, maybe. As she carves a path out of last place and steadily building momentum, is Amanda's team a dark horse contender for the league championship?
I think so. I think,
a nightmare that would be.
That would really suck for you, John, because that's a really good team you have.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can't remember what week. It was like a week or two ago. I said that I would be surprised if it was any other team between you, Lance, or Brad. I think I'd add Amanda to that as well.
It's harder than that.
She's coming along, and she's getting hot at the right time.
It's unprecedented. You have to do this twice.
I'm going to try to do my best whenever I get in the playoffs to maybe end some years and then lose in the championship again. But I don't want to play against Amanda. I think she'd probably
force my ass. Dark Horse, I don't even know if I'd call her Dark Horse. I mean, she got in the playoffs. I mean, I don't think I'd put her at the lowest odds to win if she got in.
No.
Say that's the top six right now.
It'd be Jason.
She'd be like fourth.
Jason would probably be lowest, and then Jeff, and then Amanda, I think.
God. It's crazy. She's on a 3-game win streak. Yeah. No, she's clearly, I don't think she's a dark horse. If she gets in, I would not say she's a dark horse. I think that's pretty much.
Yeah. I'd say Jason's a dark horse.
Yeah. Yeah. Point. Absolutely. Now, 5 weeks ago, sure. You know, but she's, on a 3-game win streak. You know, everybody sees you now. You know, you can't, you better set your lineup, mind your stuff. I gotta avoid a whooping. That's where I'm that's where I'm at this week with Amanda's team. I'm hoping not to get whooped. much less am I to comment on whether she she's definitely I had a question earlier, but I can't remember what it was.
I got one for you.
Okay.
It's not related to fantasy football, but give me the score of the Louisville Kentucky game tomorrow.
Ooh, man. I think Louisville's favored by 3. What's the over under on that?
I didn't check, but it's got to be low.
I was thinking like a, I don't know, a 21-17, maybe.
Yeah.
Or is this both defense? Is this going to be one of those where both defenses are just bad?
Because the rivalries?
It's like the last week. We're playing for a bowl game, I guess.
It's down to -2.5. And then over or under is 47.5. So they're looking at
5.22.
Yeah, something like that.
I take the under.
Yeah.
I'm not confident. I gotta pick the Cats or else I'll just be a poser. I mean, I would not be shocked if Louisville was wanting to make a statement. Kind of how they just kind of soured the past couple weeks. I think the fan base is just kind of like turned away from it.
Yeah.
In a way, like the basketball's so good, it's almost hard to ignore. And so I feel like maybe Brom's gonna come out guns a blazing, make a statement.
I hope you're right, but I think the momentum's kind of just flipped from early in the year.
It was like,
and I think the fans are gonna put a lot of pressure on Louisville. Like, I hate that it's our home game.
Yeah,
like the way the last three games have gone.
There's more pressure on you guys than us.
Yeah, I'm also gonna say I'm gonna say Louisville wins, but I think Kentucky covers. I think it's probably like 22-21 or 20, you know, like
I'm taking 21-14 hit the Cats.
Yeah.
Sure, you know, because I don't think the last time a team won both the basketball and the football, it's been forever.
Yeah.
So history says you shouldn't take the Cards. And not that has anything to do
Louisville
with
Louisville hasn't won this game at home in forever.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, y'all beat us at our house last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. It's one of those I'm not like, yeah, we can go to a bowl game, but.
This is kind of our bowl game. The year's over after tomorrow. Yeah,
this is a big game, I think, for Kentucky. For Louisville, I think it's, you better win.
It's kind of, yeah, don't get embarrassed.
Win. Like, I think y'all should be expecting to win. Like we got trounced by Vandy. Like.
You got trounced by Smooth.
Yeah. Who cares?
you're right.
That's what it is. I'm not putting a lot of stock in it. But yeah, I can't remember the question I had. We're talking about something. I can't remember what it was. Maybe I'll remember it and I'll text it. Yeah,
we'll text it out.
I'll text
or
it in.
We'll add it to the next pod.
That's probably dumb.
But yeah, that'll do it. You know, kind of low key week. I can't, you know, you guys know I can't match
6-7
Brad's energy. It's a much. Okay. But thanks for listening. We'll be back next week and we'll be one more week of regular season. The season's almost over. Like, I can't even believe it. But thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Hey, Bert.